The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Clocking out of work and going on your holidays is a joy. Just putting on that out of office really makes you feel good about yourself. But have you ever been bombarded by work calls, texts and emails when you are away? Every employee has the right to disconnect from work. So put the phone down, don't respond to emails and sit back and enjoy the break. That's the theory. Doesn't always work that way. To talk about the right to disconnect, I'm joined by Julie Galbraith, partner in employment law at global law firm Evershed Sutherland, and in studio, Donal O'Donoghue, who is managing director at Sanderson. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning, Jonathan.
Can I begin with you, Donal? The right to disconnect, it used to be a thing, right? Because if you weren't sitting at your desk and the phone didn't ring, they couldn't get you. So if you were away, they'd have to randomly ring phone boxes in wherever you were in the hope of catching you. Connectivity has caused this problem.
Connectivity has caused the problem, and the right to disconnect came out as a code of practice in April 2021. So it's been in practice for 3 years, just since the end of the pandemic. And it defined the rights to disconnect as not having to work outside your, you know, normal hours, that an employer shouldn't give you any penalty for refusing to work outside those hours, and to basically that you had a duty to respect others' right to disconnect. So that's the theory. In practice, it's quite different, and we're seeing it now, you know, July and August being the season of annual leave. And there's two things in practice that are causing a real challenge. The first one is, have employers put enough coverage in place to make sure that your work can be done when you're away? And then the second thing is, do you trust the competence of your colleagues to accurately and properly carry out your work while you're away? Because what people don't want is to go off on holidays for 2 weeks annual leave and to come back to a mountain of work, which kind of undoes all the good of that rest and relaxation.
Yeah, and you see the mountain of emails when you come through. Julia, the other side of this is how much responsibility lies on the employee, because they're the ones who are probably checking the email. Nobody's asking them to do it, but because the phone's in their pocket and it's fierce handy, they'll just, I'll just look in to see what's happening.
Yeah, that's correct. And as Donal said, this came out in April 21. And if you remember, the year and a half before that, we were in peak COVID. And that's where the WRC felt they had to take steps to help employees in that scenario. So if you remember, from March 2020, we were all at home and it was impossible to take a break. So that summer, people couldn't go abroad. The next summer, it was still very unclear. So people were staycationing in Ireland. And exactly like you said, Jonathan, they're checking their phones. They're just saying, I won't put on a full out of office. I'll just reply to that email. I'll just take charge of that. And the WRC really put out their code of practice in April 2021 to try and put some guidance in place for both employers and employees. So it's not just the employee to look after themselves, but it's also that employee in terms of the obligations that they then put on other employees in the office. Because if you have someone that every time they go on holidays, they always reply, that becomes the expectation. So that's something that managers have to be really conscious of when they themselves are on holidays, that they're seen to take their annual leave, that they're seen to put on their out of office, and that they do disconnect, because then their teams and their peers will understand that they can too.
Yeah, it takes a long time for that to happen in my case. It normally takes about 2 or 3 days, at which point I kind of start to soften out. But it does take time. And luckily enough, I'm surrounded by good people in my business that can take up the slack. But the other side of it, Donal, is you have a lot of people working for companies whose original country of origin may not share in the, let's describe it as the European enjoyment of holidays. So if you have an American company and an American boss, they'll give a hoot if you're sitting on a beach in Ibiza. They want the answer and they want it now. So how do we deal with different cultures?
Well, there's a couple of things in it. I think we need to make sure, like, there's a piece of work that needs to be done by employers and organisations to make sure that policies, HR policies are updated to call out what good behaviour is. And as Julie quite rightly said, it's up to managers, people managers, to model the right behaviour, to, you know, put on their out of office or to state on their out of office what their working hours are, and to basically say, look, these are my working hours in the email signature. Please respond during your working hours. But the other thing that I think is really interesting as well is we're seeing a generational shift with this, whereas, you know, if you look at Generation X and how they work, they saw their company phone as a perk. So they're more likely to have their company phone and their personal phone kind of conflated
as one,
device. Whereas the generation that are more millennials onwards are more likely to have their work phone and have their personal phone. And when it comes to the end of the working day, laptop is closed and the work phone gets switched off. So there's a piece that employers have to do there in terms of modelling the right behaviour and setting the right example. The other one that's really tricky, because it's easy to put on your out of office and to kind of disconnect. But when you look at social media and WhatsApp groups, for example, you might have a WhatsApp group set up with your team. That's a mix of kind of, you know, friendly communication and work tasks going in there as well. I think I'd love to hear Julie's view on that, because I think that's a really tricky one.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, it's a combination of happy birthday to Julia, but does anyone have an urgent number for Donal because we need to contact him urgently? And then the person on the holidays goes, oh, my God, I have Donal's number. I have to get involved. WhatsApp groups are a quagmire, Julia.
They are, absolutely, yeah. And I'm smiling as Donal's talking that I could be considered a millennial. I have two phones, and it's the second point that you've brought up. It's because it's what I've seen that comes out in data access requests, and we get into litigation of what people say in a work context that then can be badly misconstrued when we're looking at litigation. So I think it's really interesting because I wear many hats in the same way as we all do. And employee engagement is the key part of what we do and what I try and avoid coming into litigation. If you can engage well with your employees, so that directly relates to the right to disconnect, let them take their holidays, enjoy their break, let them come back refreshed. But then secondly, connect with them all the time in a positive way that they want to be connected with. And that's where the WhatsApp groups are so important, because like that, you can send photos on holidays, you can do other things. But then you're exactly right, Jonathan. You don't want a text message coming in when you're on the beach that says, does anyone have X supplier's number, or can anyone get in touch with X customer? The system has gone down. I need this to happen urgently. That immediately brings someone away from their relaxation and back into their holidays. We all can mute those WhatsApp groups. So it's a good idea for the employee and the employer to mute things like that when they're off. And that comes back to, as Donal said at the outset, the need to have policies around this. Like, I love a company that has a really good annual leave policy. So it doesn't just set out who can take annual leave, when they can take it. It might set out even things like that, like what's a template out of office? What does that say? How should someone be communicated with when they're on annual leave, and what circumstances? And then it can address lovely things like the WhatsApp group, like mute those when you're on annual leave. There's no expectation to reply. Send photos when you're back.
But unfortunately, employers come from a cross-section of humanity. Let's put it that way, right? And if Julia doesn't respond to a message when I know she's on her holidays, but it was really important to me and I felt she was after letting the side down, and I bear a grudge against Julia. And you know, Julia doesn't advance in the company because I'm still bearing that grudge. She might know about it. But can we stop that in any way? I mean, how do we impart to the managers or indeed the owners of the businesses that what they're doing isn't right?
Well, I think that comes down to managing productivity. And it's not just when somebody is away on their annual leave. You know, there's an element that says, look, if somebody doesn't respond to an email, you know, an important email at 6:15 in the evening because they're no longer working, you know, there's a possibility that a manager will limit that person's progression, thinking they're not really committed. And this is where I think, you know, the theory and the practice kind of come at a bit of a loggerhead, because, you know, you need to have flexibility in any organization. If it's the right thing to do to respond, there has to be some give and take. So I think it's kind of a tricky one.
Julia, can I ask you a question? Because there will be circumstances that will come up that you might be mission critical to something, that maybe a factory goes down because something is broken. The person who is responsible for filling in doesn't know, but they know that you know. Is that legitimate to contact someone on holidays when it is perhaps mission critical for the rest of the business that we need to find an answer to a question?
Yeah, like absolutely. All of these questions come back to what's reasonable. And is it reasonable for an employer, if the entire business is going to shut down, to contact me on holidays? Absolutely. That's entirely reasonable. And there isn't really any fallout that can come from that. To your question a moment ago about if an employee doesn't reply, like, the code of practice does allow for protection for employees in terms of penalisation. So if an employee chose to exercise their full right to disconnect while they're on annual leave, an employer can't penalise an employee for doing that. So even if the factory was to shut down and they didn't come back on an email, they shouldn't be penalised. Now, in reality, as you say, we're all modern employers. It's going to be very difficult to see that employee in the same way, and it's back to that reasonableness. But equally, if that person is on a boat in Ecuador and doesn't have network, that is what it is. Employees are absolutely allowed to take their leave. It's so integral that they go and do that and they come back refreshed, but they shouldn't be penalised for doing so.
There's a bit of common sense there as well, isn't there? If somebody, you know, if something is mission critical and somebody ends up having to put a few hours in while on annual leave, you know, a reasonable employer might say, look, I know you picked up some work while you were away. We're going to give you back one of your days.
We'll give you time back.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that, just but unfortunately, common sense isn't that common, as we know, Donal. Well, we leave it there for now. Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director at Sanderson, and Julia Gilbraith, Partner in Employment Law at global law firm Evershed. Thank you both very much for joining us today. Two texts on this. I don't take my work mobile out of the office ever. I'm Generation X, says that listener. Well, that defeats the purpose of it being a mobile. I'm going to argue. You can turn it off and bring it with you. But yeah, okay, that's your policy. That's one way of dealing with your employer. And Dahi says, my partner got business calls on Christmas morning from Japan. It wasn't a holiday there. Well, my response to that would be to play Christmas music down the phone very loudly to them, regardless of whether they had a holiday there or not, because they, at least in Japan, know what Christmas is and they should know a little bit better. But again, common sense, not that common.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.